ओम शांति। वी आर गॉडली स्टूडेंट्स इन दिस शिव बाबाज यूनिवर्सिटी, वेदर वी कॉल स्कूल, पाठशाला, यूनिवर्सिटी। द टीचर इज वन सुप्रीम टीचर। वी आर इन द सेम क्लास, whether somebody is 1 month old in Gyan or somebody is 78 years in Gyan, studying in the same class, same teacher, same subjects. We don't have here any choice like other universities, that you study either, you become expert in one of the subjects, economics or science or biology or biochemistry or physics or maths or anything. We have only 4 subjects: Gyan, Yog, Dharana, Service. But we students are number wise. Some pass with honors, some give up study, some fail, some pass first class, second grade, third grade, etc. So the aim is always to be number one, or at least one of the 108 jewels. Those first 108 jewels are known as victorious jewels, and their memorial in bhakti is the rosary of 108 beads. So as we know, there are a variety of rosaries, 8, 108, 16,108, and Shiv Baba's rosary, the rosary of souls, is billions. So first we'll see the signs of victorious jewels. The victorious jewel will be naturally following all maryadas. And accurate in study, become the embodiment of knowledge, churn the knowledge. So being knowledgeful, that soul will never be confused, but will be able to solve the confusion and problems of others. Our second subject is yoga. So they will be constant yogi, karma yogi, raj yogi, and spreading powerful, pure vibrations in the atmosphere, naturally to spread such vibrations, that soul has to be free from waste thought, negative thoughts, impure thoughts. And to be powerful yogi, naturally we have to be renunciate, renouncing all the vices, surrendering our everything to Baba, thoughts, time, body, energy, wealth, etc. So they will use everything in a worthwhile way and not waste anything, which means they were really economical and will have one Baba in their heart, none but one. Because usually we sing, Mera to ek shi Baba dusra na koi. Mine is only one Baba and no one else. But that should be practical. Naturally, when we have only one Baba, it means we are totally detached. That's what Baba today was emphasizing. We have to be totally detached. Detached from body, bodily relations and material possession. So that's what we have to pay attention, that we are not pulled by anything. So if there is the total disinterest in the old world, realizing that in Satyug we will have everything. So many births we have enjoyed, all types of foods, we are beautiful, dressed beautifully. So having that awareness, they will be total renunciate. But first and foremost, they should have total faith in themselves, Baba, and Rama. Because unless we have faith in Baba, we will doubt in ourselves and doubt whether Baba can help me or not, and what will be the result, and worry, etc. So, carefree because of faith in intellect. Naturally, our third subject is dharana, which means we have to have complete purity, no traces of impurity, even subtle impurity, ego. Because some of us may have beauty, good health, wealth, position, etc. So we should have this awareness that this is a gift from Baba. To be humble, we need to have awareness, this is gift from Baba, not mine. So there will not be ego. And there will not be jealousy. We have to race in this path, but not have jealousy. Because Hindi, jealousy is race. So you have to race, but not race, having race. And we have to see, we don't have any animosity for anyone. We don't have, body consciousness is the main thing, no? Because it's the root of all vices. So to be completely viceless, which means I should not have a single vice. And not greedy. No desire. Subtle form of greed is desire. Or I like this. And the greedy person will be miser. Whereas one needs to be generous. Whatever treasures we are receiving, sharing with others. and not holding it with ourselves. Whatever we have, physical or spiritual treasures, sharing with others. No desire for name, fame, position, etc. And to be carefree, we will have to have awareness. One is faith, another is awareness that Baba is Karavanhar, Karan Karavanhar. I am just instrument. So instrument consciousness will help us to be carefree. And to reach that stage, one has to make intense effort. Slow effort will not help us. Especially, those who have come late have to go fast and come first. So main thing, we have to pay attention to our stage, that I have total control over my mind, my thoughts should not be impure, waste thoughts. And that will help me to maintain elevated stage, because we want to become most elevated. And the faith in the intellect will help us to have this awareness that victory is my birthright, success is my birthright. And with that, whatever they will undertake, task, they will have success. And to have success also, one needs to have courage. If I take one step of courage, Baba will help me many times. And I should have died alive. Because our stage is from Shudra, we become Brahman, Brahman to angel to deity. So we had to die from our Shudra sanskar. And once I have died from my old world, old relations, old body, etc., what will happen that if I'm in a powerful soul conscious stage, everybody will have that experience. Not only that I should give them jnana of you are a soul, but they should be able to stabilize in that stage very quickly. As soon as they see us, they should be also stabilizing in soul conscious stage. And they also become detached from everything. Now on the path of this knowledge, because of our past karma and because we have total different lifestyle, total different views from bhagats, scientists, etc., what will happen is the paper will come, but we will have this awareness that I will pass. So no question what will happen, will I pass or not, no. Having that faith that I will pass, so they become obstacle free. Because of powerful yoga, the soul will have collected so many treasures. And once who has so much treasures, or a spiritually wealthy person, will be donor, because the sanskar of the rulers or the kings is their donors. Deities are always shown like this, boon givers. Kings are always shown to be donors, giving like this and not begging. So having that generous heart and being donor and not expecting anybody to give anything. Our efforts will bring all the fruits that we need. Not even ask Baba, Baba, please help me. Nothing. Whatever I want, I will claim by right through yoga power. So, having powerful yoga, we will have all our powers. That is, we become Master Almighty Authority right now here in Sangam Yoga. So whoever sees this as our images of deities, what happens? Whoever comes into the temple, they receive from their eyes and just from their expression so much love, peace, power, etc. In the same manner, when we are alive here, there would be such a vibration of peace, happiness, cheerfulness, purity, etc. The Master Almighty Authority. Victorious soul means they are knowledgeful, doing everything with this knowledge that what is right, what is wrong. And having not only knowledge but the inner strength to do whatever is right. So naturally they will not make mistake, at the most mistake once, but not repeat that mistake. And that's how, that's one of the speciality of Mama. We always say that she never made mistake again. Deep love for Baba will help us to remain merged in Baba's remembrance. And we will have all divine qualities right now here. Royal sanskar. Speak sweetly, softly, and essenceful. The way of walking royal. And enjoying super sensuous bliss. Also, three dots will be pakka in their intellect. Soul, Baba and full stop. So they will be able to give full stop to past in a second. No waste thoughts. If we are able to give full stop, no waste thought. But to reach that stage, we need to do the subtle checking. Because sometimes we are so much used to our Shudra sanskar and habits that we think that's normal, that's okay. Or some slack effort makers, what they do is say, oh, but if I got irritated or bossy, see, this soul is also irritated and bossy. They are so many years in jnana and still they are like this. I am just new soul. So So they will give all excuses not to consider any mistake that own. So lack of introversion, checking themselves will not help them to move fast. But as we remain soul conscious, introvert and checking and changing ourselves, we will be able to reach that stage. Now in the beginning Baba used to say you should race fast, run fast. Then he started saying, okay, you take high jump. Now what he says, keep flying. Because those who fly, they reach their destination very fast. So if we want to reach our destination very fast, naturally we have to have flying stage. And in order to fly, we have to be triple light. Soul as a dot, no body consciousness, because body consciousness will make us heavy. No burden of responsibility. So having instrument consciousness, we will not have the burden of responsibility. And just as angels have two wings to fly, aeroplanes have two wings to fly, we should have the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Wings of jnana and yoga, very powerful. And nothing should pull us to the mundane material level. Because if somebody has any attachment, they will be pulled down to the material world. But if we are totally detached, we will be able to fly. So we should have value of our treasures. We talked about paying attention to our thoughts, because the first treasure is our thought. Second treasure is time, because time is valuable. I should not waste my time in eating, sleeping and just doing mundane activities. Because lucky people, they always think about physical cleanliness, physical food, physical decoration, etc. Whereas we need to have value of time, not waste our time in unnecessary things, whether reading books, whether surfing net, whether we are chatting to our friends. So because this day is social media, you can spend hours and hours together with your Facebook friends. And at times it may be serviceable, but at times it may be just waste. More you have friends, more time you waste with them. So we have to see that we are not wasting our time, money, energy, anything. Because all are valuable. Our breath is valuable. Our words are valuable. So we have to see that we are not wasting them. Because we can waste our words speaking too much. And that's why Baba says, sweet, speak sweetly, softly and as sensual. Because some things we can explain in two sentences, but some people are so much used to talk about everything in 20 sentences. Elaborate everything. This happened, this happened, this happened. Step by step, this happened, this happened. And try to defend themselves, etc. So that we have to see that we are not wasting our words, time, energy, jnana. Our happiness is not lost. That is also our treasure. Because of somebody's sanskars, we should not lose our happiness. Because people, some people may defame us, some people may criticize us, some people may comment. So that's where we have to be really very careful what to listen, what not to listen, or listen through this ear and take out to that ear and not allow ourselves to be hurt. And yoga should be really powerful, especially Amrit Vela. Baba is emphasizing a lot on Amrit Vela amongst Maryada. The first is Amrit Vela, and that's what we have to remember, that's the time for our earning maximum income. And to have powerful Amrit Vela, go to sleep early, wake up early. Keep ourselves alert. And gradually, from churning jnana, because in the early stage, we tell everybody, okay, churn jnana, keep your mind busy with jnana, churn. Then we say, okay, talk to Baba. Then we say, okay, go to subtle region, be aware, farishta, angel. Then we say, okay, become dot, merge in Baba's remembrance. So that should be such a powerful yoga, which is we always call as volcanic yoga or seed stage yoga. So that we are utilizing that Amrit Vela's time and taking maximum powers from Baba and not just doing it as a routine. Because sometimes we do as a routine that we wake up and we sit in yoga, but as a routine. So as much as we are able to stock happiness and share with others, the result will be we will be receiving blessing, because that is also one of the treasure blessings. More we share our jnana, love, happiness with others, encourage others, empower them, help them to move fast, making them apsaman, we will be receiving blessing from them. So blessing will make us blissful. Some effect makers, what they do is, they say, in the end I will run fast. Just as some of the students, no? Throughout the year they enjoy playing games with the friends and going to movies and watching videos and all. And at the time of exam they say, okay, now I will study hard. Last 1 month or 2 months, I'll study hard and get good marks. But the good students, they pay attention all throughout the year. And that's what our aim should be. Paying attention to our study all the time and not wait for the date of destruction. Last bell ringing. And we say, oh, now I must make lots of effort because Baba has never given us the time, the Laukik exam at least. The time is fixed when you will get examination, which month, which date you will get your exam, final exam. But here, Baba hasn't given us the date of destruction. We don't know when we will be dying also. Sometimes even astrologer may tell us, okay, you live this long life. We may not live that much long life. Sometimes astrology will say, oh, you'll die at this young age and you may not die. So that's why Baba always says, remain ever ready. Because anything will happen suddenly. So we have to remain ready and making fast effort. And Baba has given us one mantra, now or never. Usually, in the back exhibitions and first time of the course and all sorts of things, we will say, whatever you want to do, do it now. If somebody says, I'll do course after some time, no, now or never. So for others, we advise now or never. But for ourselves, sometimes we are not advising ourselves now or never. Whatever I want to do, I must do now. Not wait until later on. Because I remember in Mumbai in late 60s, in centers, the BK mothers who used to come to class, they used to say, Didi, we have young children, we have to do all this responsibility of the house, so we are not able to do some service now. When our children become old, we will do a lot of service. And after 15 years, what happened? They say, now my body is old, I got arthritis, I can't walk much. In the trains there is so much rush that it's very difficult. And I'm not sure whether I may be pushed down on the platform or here or there and I may break my bones. So public transport is very difficult nowadays. I can't afford to come by taxi. So I can't come even for class, leave aside for service. And that's what happens. Now, even now in West also what happens. Now most of the mothers complain that 15 years ago, we used to travel from our home to center in 20 minutes. Now there are traffic lights, traffic, heavy traffic. We take double time, 45 minutes. The body is old. We are still having full-time job, still household responsibility. We don't have strength to come to class every day. So that's what happens, and that's why Baba says, whatever you want to do, do it now. Otherwise you may not be able to do. And student is always having aim. Aim should be very pakka in our intellect. That I want to reach my final stage. All virtues completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, Maryada Purushottam, and totally non-violent. This, our aim of this Brahman life or study is to become perfect, karmatit, bhav saman. So that aim should never be forgotten. And whenever we want to compare ourselves, what we should do? Compare with deities, mama, baba, not compare with brothers, sisters. Follow mother, father, not brothers, sisters. Because otherwise, you know, many times we compare ourselves with our classmates and say, oh, they are also doing this. If I do, what does it matter? No. Don't compare with other Brahmins, but compare and compete with Mama Baba. So always follow Baba's directions, because Baba has come to guide us to Mukti and Jivan Mukti. So we have to break our all bondages in our life, because in Satyug we have liberation in life, in the body, in the family, we live, but there is no any bondage, because we are totally detached and loving. And we have plenty, so we don't have any attachment to our material possessions or property, etc. So that's where we have to see that sanskars we have to develop now. And whichever direction Baba is giving, knowing that they are beneficial, I have to follow them. So Baba has given us third eye of knowledge. So naturally, with that third eye of knowledge, and having the knowledge of past, present and future, we have to see that we have given full stop to past. Present is a gift for me. So I have to use that gift in a worthwhile way. Future will be better. So Baba says past is good, present is good, future will be better. So we have to be embodiment of that knowledge and not worry about future, not waste our time thinking about the past, and then naturally we will have, because we are having clear light of knowledge and power of yoga, might, we have might. And we have got divine insight. So we have to use that divine insight. Many times Baba tells effort makers to fix their date when they will reach that final stage of karmatic stage. So we have to see that we are fixing our date of becoming karmatit or victorious and make effort accordingly. Because nowadays in the age of machine, no? People, even all the machines, they run in time. No? The train have fixed times, flights have fixed time. This time it will depart, this time it will arrive. It's going from this stop to that stop. So we have clear destination in our mind, timeline as how long will it take. In the same manner, now we have to fix the time to reach our goal. And to be total renunciate, we have to be simple and sample. Spirituality means simplicity. And as we follow Baba's direction, we become an example for others. So we should not be careless or lazy. When there is zeal and enthusiasm, we can't be careless or lazy. So as we value the time and our treasures, we will not be careless to waste them, and we will not be lazy, because lazy people will never go fast. They will take everything easy. But sometimes easy jnana and easy yoga, what we do is we become lazy. We say, oh, I went to sleep little bit late, let me now have full at least 6 hours rest. Baba says, have 6 hours rest. So it's alright, if I don't do Amrit Vela, I'll be doing karma yoga and make up for my Amrit Vela. Or not able to read or listen to Murli, okay, I'll do it sometime. Because careless people will say, I'll do sometime. It will happen sometime. Somebody else will do. Lazy people will say, okay, somebody will do at least. They will see this thing is done, they will do it. So that's where we have to see that there should not be carelessness or laziness. So as we pay attention to all this thing, we'll find that we are able to make fast efforts, intense efforts, and we will reach our goal of being victorious. Baba has always positive vision for all his children. He always wants to make us like himself. And so he tirelessly teaches us. Teacher is never taking holiday one day even. So in this Brahman life, other schools will have a holiday once a week or twice a week. But in our school, no holiday. So neither teacher takes holiday, nor students can take any holiday. But every day for us is holy. Every day is festival. So on the day of festival, there's so much zeal and enthusiasm. And when there is a auspicious day or holy day, then what people will do is do fast. So we have to fast of negative thoughts, waste thought, impure thoughts. And the whole day, on that auspicious day, they do worship and go to temple and go to satsang. And that's what we have to do every day, having satsang. Or every moment having satsang, company of one Baba, two Baba, so that we are able to become true. And on auspicious day, people take nice shower, wear nice clothes, remain clean on physical level. And we had to remain clean on mental level, pure at a mental level. So that's what we had to see, pay attention to our company. That we are not colored by wrong company. We are in a company of Truth Baba and becoming like him. So we should be colored by Baba's company and not with other Kalyugi people. So as much as we pay attention in this student life, Because as it is said, student life is the best life. So we have to value this life and remain light, because students, usually parents will say, okay, you pay attention to your study. Don't worry about having a job, earning income and take responsibility in the household. They'll say, okay, study, pay attention to study. Same way, we should not have the household sanskar. You know, householders, what they do is all the time worry, what am I going to cook? When I'm going to do shopping, what am I going to do, what about my children, who will like what to eat, who will like what to dress. So they have to think a lot about their household all the time. Whereas students study, churn gyan all the time. And that's what we have to have awareness of, this godly student life. Because we are so lucky that our teacher is our father as well as our guru. Three in one, father, teacher, guru. So as a father, he's still loving us. He can be strict, but he's also loving, sweet. As a teacher, naturally, he is punctual and accurate, teaching us daily without fail, all the way, coming from Paramdham to teach us. And as a guru, he guides us. So in Murli we get direction. What is to be done, what is not to be done. And our experience is that many people, if they have any question, next day in the Murli, there is answer. And so they get naturally guidance from guru through Murli, but otherwise also Baba has appointed many instruments. Dadis, didis, center in charge. So many guides to help us to do the right thing. So that's where we have to be humble and take the guidance. Take the correction. And not feel egoistic as, why this person is junior, why they are telling me to do this or not, or don't do this, etc. No. Any suggestion, any correction, any comment, we have to see what's right, what is wrong. So Baba has given us that judgment power, discerning power. Use those powers so that we are able to check ourselves honestly. Because unless we check, unless we realize, we will not make effort in that direction. So we have to really be checking all the time and seeing where we are, what we are doing, what we should do, what we should not be doing. So that way, if we are making intense effort, victory is must. We will be part of victorious rosary, will become victorious 12. Om Shanti. So let us have now meditation.